Hey everybody. So I've been having a really weird day, so I kind of wanted to do something fun and silly and hopefully get my mind off of it. So I'm going to do Sinful Stella's silly questions. So the first one is, what is the oddest audio that has turned you on? And I'm gonna say the oddest audio that really turned me on was it was one by Trying You Out, and he was recounting his first time with a guy. And when people are very, saying something very heartfelt, you're really not supposed to get turned on, even though, his audio was not, it was a joke, but yeah. Anyway, that turned me on. And then the end really actually turned me on even more because I love funny guys. So, two, is there anyone in your regular life that you wish knew about your recordings? I was gonna say, I would say my roommate, but I actually found out that he found out today because my best friend told him. So yeah, he now knows. Have you ever acted out one of your audios with a significant other? If not, would you, and which would it be? I don't have a huge range of audios, so I don't really know which one it would be. Yeah, I have no idea. I have no idea. I really don't. I guess the one, like the first one I did, where it wasn't even like an actual, it was just a teaser where, I kind of brought the guy into the bedroom and was like, I don't know, I was just very assertive and I'm not usually like that, even though a lot of people say I'm ballsy. Would you have sex on national TV for $1 million? Yes, I would. I know that that's bad, but, or not bad, but a lot of people would see it, but I don't care. $1 million, I kind of need it. If you had to receive 5 hard spanks on your ass for every time you lie, little white lies counted, would it keep you from lying or make you lie more? Well, to tell you the truth, I'm not. Yes, I'll let people spank me if that's what they're into, but I'm not really into it so much. It's not like it, makes me want to come really badly. So, which would you choose and why? Fucked by a Bigfoot, molested by a ghost, probed by an alien? Molested by a ghost, because I think that would be really cool. It'd be like fucking, I don't know. You wouldn't know who you were fucking, and you kind of see it in movies sometimes where like, the person is being fucked randomly by something that's not there. I don't remember what movie it was I saw that in. Probably one of the paranormals or something. But yeah. You can only be fucked or fuck one whole ass pussy mouth for the rest of your life. Which would you choose? Definitely pussy. Just because I don't know. I like that. And it's not like the mouth is really getting me off. And then when you fuck, I haven't actually ever been fucked in the ass, so I don't know. Even though I hear the orgasms are really good. Would you fuck a clone of yourself? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I guess so. No, I wouldn't. No. I don't know why. Would you rather be louder or quieter when you come? I say louder, because, I mean, when I come, it's really, honestly, I sound like I'm hyperventilating a lot. And I had a guy say to me one time, I didn't know if you were liking it or if I was hurting you, and I don't know. I just feel like I could be a better comer. That makes any sense. So if you were tied to your bed and at someone's mercy, who would you like to be tormented by? Who? I'm going to say, Justin Timberlake. Yes, I am one of those girls. He was my childhood crush, and yeah, so him. Let's see. If someone in the world, someone you don't know, died every minute you had an orgasm, would you still have them or stop completely? Honestly, I would still have them. But here's the thing. Here's the kicker. I would want to know that the person is at least like 65 or older. And I know that sounds terrible, of like killing off the adult population or the older adult population. But here's my opinion. If you've lived a full life, I mean, it's not really hard to see you die. And I know that sounds terrible. Okay. Yeah, that sounds really bad. Yeah, it sounds really bad. Okay. You've been given the opportunity to have the most earth-shattering, mind-altering, sea-heaven-inducing orgasm ever, but you only get one and you'll never have another one like it again. Would you do it? Probably not. Only because you don't know what you're missing if you don't have it or have ever had it. You know what I mean? Yeah, so although I do love earth-shattering orgasms, I don't think if I had one that was like seeing heaven and all of that fun stuff, I could really be satisfied going back. All right, so those were my answers. I mean, it's gotten me thinking a little bit about something awesomer, more cool. I don't know. Have a good night, everybody.